to begin. So our plan for today is to wrap up our discussion on Heluch, and we're going to start with the second half of the shiurim. We're going to start with the sugyas of Heluch b'shtar, and then hopefully we'll move back to Heluch b'mashkon, machokes dari migash and it. So the Gemara on the top of Dalet Amud Beis discusses the case of Heluch b'shtar. Right, Gemara says Mesve. Slam dinarim malve omer chamesh v'lo ba'omer shalosh v'pshim ben lazer omer hal v'hodem mixes hatayna yishava v'kiva omer inu ala kamesh v'vedo pater. It's the Gemara tries to bring a raya of a high star to come odi bei heiluchu v'shma mina heiluch pater. So the Gemara wants to say that when you're in a case where you're moda b'shtar, so you're not chayev v'shvua. And the Gemara suggests that's because heiluch. Why should moda b'shtar be a case of heiluch? So Rashi here explains, "Dir maschal time of Amar Shalosh," right in the middle of Rashi, "V'chol mashmos hashtar heluchu shavya karkos mishubad malkach." So the shtar has a din of heluch because the karka is mishubad to the halva. So why does that make it heluch? So it seems, right, the pashut read in Rashi is that you have immediate access to gvia, right? It's called omed ligvos kigaboy dami. Right, and since you have immediate access to Gviyah, it's Ki'ilu, it's already Heluch. It's Ki'ilu, it's Birshuscha. Avinam, you have a question already?
Yeah, I was just saying that what's the difference between
the
Shibud
and
the Karkos?
Why
are we going crazy over the fact that Rashi got
the Shibud? Right, so the Shibudim is on Karkos. But the Shaila is, why is this Potter? So is this Potter because, right, it's, you already have a Gviyah on the Karkos? Right, I mean the karkos are already birshuscha, or is it because you have immediate access to gviya? So put differently, is it a din that, let's say, it's a chiddush in shibudim that shibudim are kol omid ligvos kegavoy dami and the karkos are already in your rishus meikara, like the way the Orzura wants to say it, or is it a chiddush that you have rights of collection? You have a shtar that gives you access, right? So I'll read the Orzaru and you'll see the difference. So according to Rashi, it's Chol Mashmos Ashtar Heluchu Shavya Karkos Meshubad Makach. It's Ki'ilu it's Heluch, or it is a din of Heluch, because you have access to the Karkos. You can be Gova whenever you want. The way the Orzaru says it, B'Shem Rashi, is a lot stronger. Ahilo Kasha could appear as Rashi Zatzal. Shavya Karkos Meshubad Salkach Hilkachav Leheluch. The Kosev Lo Hashtar Ba Yishaita Nishtabdu Lo Nichse Lo Ve Lemalve. Vahav Le Ki'ilu Karkazu Hilveyu Vahav Leheluch. So the Orzarua says, it's not because you have access to Gviya right now because you're holding on to the shtar. It's the moment you write a shtar, you're being mishabed your karkos. So he says, it's ki'ilu karka zu hilveyu. It's ki'ilu the whole halva meikara was the karka. Right? So whereas Rashi's saying that it's heiluch, ena chanami was a halva on mos, but it's heiluch because you have immediate potential Gviya from the karkos. The Orzarua is saying, it's heiluch because the halva, igloi milsal mafreya, that the halva was on karkos. And right now you have Gviya on Karkos. Okay. Now, why does the Or Zeruah feel like he has to go out of his way to reinterpret Rashi? So, the Chiddush in Rashi, possibly is that even though you don't have a direct symmetry between the Halva and the Gviya, Afal Pichein it's sufficient Le'inyan Heluch. You're Malvin Mos, you're Govi, you have the rights to Gviya from Karkos, so that's considered Heluch. The Or Zeruah says that's not Heluch. In order for it to be Heluch, it has to be Mamish the Davar that was Nilva. Therefore, he has to say a chiddush in Shibudim, that from the moment you write the shtar on the Hava, you have access to Gviya, or you have a Gviya on the Karkos.
He's explaining Rashi. He's saying Rashi.
He's learning this into Rashi. Because for him, the way my father wanted to say it is that he couldn't fathom that you have a din Heluch already when you have a Hava on Mos and a Piro and a Karka. That can't be Heluch. So the Zerua has to say, no, the Pshat is that Pshas Ksivas Hashtar, it's already Karkos.
I mean, I don't know why he's getting to this. You could say whatever you want, why he's saying only this, but I thought it was because later on in the Gemara we say Karka is, and he wanted to, like, say that it was...
No, so the Ptur Karkos, the fact that Inish is on Karkos is a separate din. That's not Midin Heluch. Later on the Gemara will explain, right, but the way Rashi's saying it is not necessarily that the Karkos are automatically Heluch.
That's the point. Or is there, according to Rashi, when it says, Shtar is Heluch, that's not the same thing as saying Karka is Heluch.
Right.
But according to the Orzaruah, it is.
Right. Not only is it only the same thing as saying that Karka is Heluch, He's saying that this is the initial, this is what was Nilva initially. Iglei Muslim Afreya, that the Chov was Karkos.
Yeah, I mean, you have to say that.
Okay. Yeah.
I understand your description of the Rashi versus the Orzura, but in terms of the formulation, that you're saying that Rashi is holding that because it's easily accessible, that's the so.
Yeah, I think we explained it as a kind of a kolam and ligvos kegavay dami.
If we couldn't use, I would have thought that a karka idea is, karka itself is really accessible. Bashinkin and a shibud is more of an idea for shusa.
So not nachmin, also you have like a shibud on metaldolin,
yeah,
kind of thing. Yeah. Right, but for Rashi it seems like it's a chiddush in shtaros and that it's omed ligvia. Not necessarily.
Shtaros? Really?
Yeah.
And shibud?
I think that's the way we, I'm pretty sure that's the way we explained it.
And that's why you zoom on by the first case.
Probably. It'll become clear when we talk about nafkaminas of the different. I thought
really connected to the idea of shibudim. Didn't you say there's a shibudim idea versus a karka idea? Rashi was shibudim. And
right, Rashi seems to be that's a shibudim. But lav dafka shibudim karkos.
Of course, right. That's the point of saying that.
That's a din in the shtar.
Well, that's a question with Lilov has to go open from.
No, but I'm saying, well, I'll give you a case later when we talk about cases of shibudim without a shtar.
Fine, but I'm just saying, in terms of the formulation, why would there be ease of access? And shibudim is that the sheep is already b'shus.
That's not what Rashi says. He doesn't say it's already b'shus.
He doesn't say it's already b'shus. He doesn't say it's already b'shus. He doesn't say it's already b'shus. He just gives the description.
Right. My father understood it to be like a din in gvias, in kolam mitzvah was kegavu dami. The way the Rashi to take it is farther.
It's not, even if that's the case, it doesn't mean it's ease of access. Even if it's kolam mitzvah was kegavu dami, it could mean like command the pura kvar, which could mean b'shus. Because why would you want to say, meaning, even if the Orzuru, in order to say that this is a real din of karka, has to give an extreme formulation, because he has, for some reason, assumes that it has to be a part of the original hava. I don't know
right, because otherwise it wouldn't be halach.
That's like a side assumption. I don't know why he's assuming that. That doesn't really. He assumes that halach in general has to be something that's built into the original.
Right,
hava.
It has to be symmetrical. Right.
But that's almost a side point relative to why this particular case is halach. That's why this particular case is halach.
I'm not sure. I think the way my father was explaining it was that the reason why the Orzarura had to read it into Rashi because you couldn't fathom that you could have such an easily accomplishable halach.
Right, but that's in terms of just the din of halach in general. It's not din of why the case of karka is halach. That's just the din of halach in general.
Right.
In terms of why karka is halach, you could have a less extreme formulation than Rashi just saying karka is halach because karka is easily accessible. And he might have. I thought it was the opposite. Because if just karka is what does she boot him? Karka saying karka be'etzem is accessible as opposed to shibudim, which has to do with the connection between the
I'm not sure if we said that in our Orzura. Alright, let's go a little farther. So Rabbi Chanan also seems to have this idea of the Orzura, and he explains the Gemara, my time of the shtar came in the mud of milva b'shtar ki heluch dami. Why the kamalan milva b'shtar toroso ki karka mud b'karka heluchu. So Rabbi Chanan has a stronger formulation in terms of that a mud of b'shtar is a mud of b'karkos. Right, so he doesn't even go on to this. He's not saying like Rashi that, oh, it's halachu because the karkos are mishibad makach. He's saying that a milva bishtar is torasa ke karka, and it's a din of just straight up moda bikarka.
So the
yeah, it's similar in the sense that they're emphasizing the fact that it's karkos. It's a little different in the sense that he says that milva bishtar has like a din karka. Right, the Orzura goes farther though in the sense that he says that, oh, it's Eglay Muslim Afreya that the Halva was on the Karkos, Meikar. It's a bit of a difference. So we explained that the Chiddush of the Orzura seems to be related to not only to his notion of Halach, that he didn't want to learn Rashi, that you could have Halach on a Halva b'mos and a Piron of Karkos, but it also seems to tie into a Chiddush in his notion of Shivudim. According to the Orzura, the Shivudim are extremely upfront in the Halva. It's not that there's a halva, and then later, if there's a default on the halva, now I have a right to be goveh from karkos. The pshat is that meikara, there's already some sort of rights, or there's some sort of kinyan, or that halva is considered to have been on the karkos. So he pointed out there's machlokas amurai, mabai and rava in psachim, lamed aleph, whether baal chov is mikana labo goveh, or baal chov is mafrehu goveh. Right? So just using that as a paradigm. So it seems like the Orzarua is definitely much closer to the camp of Mafreya who Gova. The Glai Mosal Mafreya, that Bishas Ksivas Hashtar, the Halva was really on the Karkos themselves. Another Gemara that takes a stand on this general Shaila about how you understand Shibudim is the Gemara in the end of Bava Basra. The Gemara has a dimion there between Arev and and shibudim. Marba basar daf kufay and dalam ralef. Kasavar nichse de bar inosh inon ma'arvin. Yase. Right? So the way the nechasim work as a din arev on the hava. Now the shaila, when it comes to an arev, a guarantor, so there's a whole shaila whether you could be goveh first from the arev, whether you have to be goveh first from the loveh. But either way, the way you understand an arev clearly is that he's almost like, he's the default person. And if you can't be goveh from the loveh, then you have rights of gvia from the arev. Right? So, again, the Or Zeruah seems to, either he holds that an arev is much more upfront, or he thinks that that's like a guzma. The real din of shibudim is that's the actual hava, not just some default payment that you could have in cases where you can't be goveh. What? Yeah, the Gemara says nichse de bar inosh in an arvin le. Right? The shibudim are an arev on the hava, not pshat that's like a first right zchus gvia. Right? Or the Ruah is saying that no, glay milsam mafreya, that the hava seems to have been on the karkos. Ki ilu karka zu hilveyu. Right? No, so either he doesn't really like the analogy to Arev, or he sees that the Arev himself would be sort of upfront in a Havar interaction. So another sheet that takes a stance on the Shaila of how we understand Shibudim is what we quoted from the Ritva and Kiddushin. Machloka, the Gemara in Kiddushin has Machloka, so the Shibud Araisa or Shibud Alav Daraisa. So the Ritva there, and David Gimel wants to explain what's the Pshat Man Damar Shibud Alav Daraisa. So the Ritva explains, the Kuli Alma Shibudim are Kinyan Lechatzoyim. It's a quasi Kinyan. So the only Shaila is whether you could have such a quasi Kinyan. Man Damar, who says Shibud Alav Daraisa, holds you can't have such a quasi Kinyan. Memela, there's no din Shibudim. Man Damar Shibud Alav Daraisa. You could have a quasi-kinyan. What's important about the Ritva is that he understands that shibudim are already a kinyan, mishas hava. It's not a full kinyan, because first he has the rights to be misalif and maos, he could pay you up. But it's a kinyan lechatzayin, already from the initial hava.
What is that
Ritva? It's Ritva in Kiddushin Daf Yud Gimel. Now this is really a Pesach, the thing that we're going to have to discuss later on in Shiurim, is this relationship between the actual hava and the shibudim. So for example, the Rishonim will ask the Shaila, if there's a din ein shvayin al kviyas shibud karkos, or ein shvayin al karkos, you can't take a shvua on karka. So the Shaila is, if you hold, let's say, shibud d'oraisa, then every hava that has shibudim, is it going to be ein shvayin al karkos? So if shibud is d'oraisa, how do you ever have a case of modiv mikzas min haTorah? That's Tosas' question in Shvuah Shlamed Zayin, Tosas' question in Ksuvis. Tosos over here asked the question. So Tosos all over the place is bothered by this issue. If you hold Shibud Daraisa, how do you have Modim Mikzas Midaraisa? So Tosos gives a technical answer. And Tosos says it must be only in cases where you're Mochel on the Shibud, or you have no Karkalas for Gviya. Yeah, that's what it would be here. That every Mil, even a Milva Alpeh, already has Shibudim. So then you never have a case of Modim Mikzas, because every Modim Mikzas is Shibud Karkalas. So Tos says, oh, it's a technical case where you don't have a hechetimsi to be gove from karkos, either because the lova doesn't have karkos, or because the malva is mochel on the shibudim. Ve'inachanami. If there is a shibud, so then a kvir on the hava is already a kvir on the karkos. But the Ramban, in Shavuos Daf Lamed Zayin, says, no, chaluk din shibuda d'oraisa b'milva alpeh, then shibuda b'milva bishtar. I mean, when you talk about shibudim, you could talk about two ways that the shibudim, the shibudik harkos, interact with the actual halva. Of all the svarim that I have in front of me, I don't have the Ramban in Shibud Islam. But the Ramban there says that when you write a shtar, when you hold shibud deraisa by milval peh, so the shibudim always stay in the background of the halva. They never come up front. They're ancillary. When you have a milve bishtar, so then it's commanded nakit lehu biyadeh. So the Malva is Kilu, he's holding onto the Shibude Karkos.
Right.
When it comes to a Milva bishtar. So the shtar lamed zayin based in shavuos. So the shtar is chal on the karkos. So the malve was holding on to a shtar. The shtar milve is kemad the toughest luhu on the karkos dami. Mash inkin if you're only dealing with a milve alpeh. The Ramban himself does suggest other teirutzim. But this is the Ramban trying to explain in ishbay and al karkos. Ramban's not explaining halach. We're invoking this Ramban to say that this or zeruah, this discussion between the zeruah and Rashi, it seems to be also not only is it a machlokas in halach, it's also a machlokas in how you understand shibudi karkos being up front in a milveh.
Right. I'm just saying that just as far as that being the Ramban shita,
right? Yeah, the Ramban himself seems right. He's yesh mish omer. Correct. Reb Chaim, I think Reb Chaim though in Al Rambam, he also has the same idea.
Right.
And being machalik between the.
So Ramban saying that by Mubal Ted, Shiva remains like a secondary option.
Right.
But how is that answered? But isn't that.
So a kfira on the halva is not willy nilly a kfira on the karkos.
Why not? You are also saying you're also denying the secondary attainment.
Right, but that's. You view it as the kfira is on the ikr halva, and then the karkos is just the nafkamina of the halva. Whereas in the case of milveh bishtar, so since the shibudim are up front, so a kfira on the hava is gufa a kfira on the shibudim. Right, because he's saying that the shibudim, right, the shibudim aren't really chal on the karkos right away. Right. Good, so those are four different areas where you see this discussion of how up front the shibudim are in an actual hava. Machlokas Abaye and Ravim, Sachem Lamed Aleph. The Shaila, how you understand the Dimyon to Arev and Bav Basar Kufay and Dalid. The Ritzvan Kiddushin, who describes Manda Amar Shibuda Labda Raisa, is the Machoka Shibuda de Raisa or Labda Raisa, is the question of whether you could have a Kinyan Lechatzayin. But he clearly assumes that the nature of a Shibud is that it is a Kinyan Lechatzayin on the Karkos Meikara. And you have this Shaila between Tosos and the Ramban and Reb Chaim, but how to understand the difference between Shibuda de Raisa and Milva Bishtar. And that's something that we're clearly going to discuss about over the course of the semester, or at least in the next year. That's the topic.
Can you repeat which Tosfos in the
question? Yeah, it's Tosfos in Lamed Zayin based in Shavuos. Yeah, Masar Shas. Tosfos here quoted Tosfos in Ksuvis. Right, Dov Tosfos in Ksuvis, right? So far, those are basically two different variations on how to understand the nature of halach bishtar, right? So according to Rashi, because there are shibudim, it's considered halach. According to the Rabbeinu Chanana and the Or Zeruah, because there's karka, it's considered halach. Now the Rambam in Toei in Perek Dal Halacha Dalid seems to have a new understanding of the Shaka V'Tari and the Gemara. Ein mod mikzas chayv shvua ad sheyod bedavar sheefshar lo lachbor bo. And he responds, "Ein lecha biyadi ela chamishim shebishtar. Ein zemod in mikza sheashtar lo soe lo kfiraso. Varikol nechasa mishubadim bo. Vafilu kafar bo hayachayav l'shalim." So Ram explains why is shtar not considered modim mikzas. Man, someone comes to you and says you owe me $100 or 50 bishtar and 50 alpeh, and he says. He's moda to the hava shebishtar. So Ram says you're not chayev because you're moda b'davar sheyefshar lachbarbo. So what's the p'tura of davar sheyefshar lachbarbo? So the Rambam is clearly from the next halacha. It's clear the Rambam is quoting our sugya, right? And at least at this point, on the top of the amud, the Gemara seems to assume that high shtar dekamodi bo heluchu, mishma mina heluch pater. Right? So it seems that the Rambam is saying that the p'tura of shtar is a p'tura heluch. But the Gemara seems to say the Ptur Shtar is the Ptur Halach. The Rambam comes up with this whole other interpretation of Moda B'davar Shefshar Lachbar Bo. So the Shaila is the Rambam here really talking Midin Halach? Or is the Rambam saying a whole other Hagdar in Moda Mikzas? Meaning it's nothing to do with Halach. It's a separate thing in Moda Mikzas that you need a Hodah. Kol's man that you have a Shtar. So there's no shame Hodah because you're Omeid, you're Chayva Omeid already. Right? Your hodah is not changing anything. The chiyuv antecedes your hodah. It's already written in the shtar. So what's the Ram? Is Ram saying this is pater midin heiluch, or is Ram saying this is a separate p'tur? So the Rashba on the Gemara over here. So he quotes the Rambam and he says the Rambam is talking midin heiluch. Kivan she'eno yachal lachor b'shayim harei oke heiluch is the Rashba. Rashba and Dalman base, last year Ramasu. So he clearly understands that this is midin heiluch, and he says that the Rambam understood this because why? The Gemara ended off saying v'hai shtar dekamodi beheiluchu v'shmami not heiluch pater. The Gemara brought this as a raya to say that heiluch is pater. The problem is that the Gemara turns around and the Gemara says no, even the man da amar heiluch chayiv over here would be pater because messiah lishtara. Okay, so what's not clear in the Gemara is at first the Gemara thought that this case of shtar is a case of heiluch and it's a raya l'man damra helich pater. Then the Gemara said, no, even l'man damra helich chayiv will be mode because messiah leishtara. So is the Rambam paskening that first part of the Gemara? Is the Rambam paskening, oh, this is a raya l'man damra helich pater, and therefore the p'tur of shtar is a p'tur helich? Or is the Rambam saying, no, this is a p'tur l'chol adeos, and even if you pasken helich chayiv, you still have a p'tur shtar because davar she'i efshar lachbar bo. Okay, so the shayla is, where should the little letter of the Rambam be? So it's nowhere in our Gemara. Nice.
Just mm-hmm.
Right? Is the Rambam paskening the sixth line of the Gemara v'hai shtar dekamodi beheluchu v'shamina heluch pater? Or is the Rambam paskening, let's say, six lines after that v'shayni hacha dekamisai leishtara, which is a pater even the manda amar heluchai? Okay, so which line is the Rambam paskening?
According to the first thing that's saying that he's asking that Helich is
the first day in the Gemara?
Helich
Pater.
Helich Pater. So he's asking like that. What does that have to do with Yeshar Lachbar? Is that saying that it's not coming from
Helich? Right, so the Rambam doesn't mention Helich. Right, so why would Helich have anything to do with Davar Yeshar Lachbar? Right? How could you explain the Rambam as Helich?
I'm saying, would you then say that it's not, for sure not? Because he's passing Heloch is for sure
Pater,
and then he has separate din of Yeshar
Lachbar. So that's the Shaila. So it could be that this is just another instance of Davar of Heloch. Right. So the Rashba clearly reads this as being a Pater Midin Heloch, and the Rashba explains that the Rambam is paskening the first side of the Gemara, and when the Gemara says Shaini Hacha to come Misayel Ishtara, the Gemara is just being Doche Alibed Man Da Amar Heloch Chayev. Right, but I'll leave it in mind that Helich Pater, which is how the Rambam paskins. So you don't need to come on to that second taich of Shiny Hacher to come Messiah Leishtara. Right? Because the Ptur Shtar is already Midin Helich. You don't need a separate Hesper. That's how the Rasha wants to explain it. So Rasha says Rambam passing Helich Pater, and that's why Davar Shiev Shalachor was Pater, and the rest of Shaka Vitaria is only leave it in mind that Helich Chayv. That's the Rashba's Hesper. So now you're asking, so what does Davar Shiev Shalachor have to do with Helich? Right? So here we explained in Shir that maybe for the Rambam, Davar Shiev Shalachoro is significant in the sense that it splits up the Tainos. Okay? Davar Shiev Shalachoro means what?
Is that assuming Heloch doesn't?
What? It assumes that that's the Ptur of Heloch. The Ptur of Heloch is that you have, yeah, according to this Hezber and the Rashba and the way my father wants to read the Rambam. Right? So it splits up the Tainos. Okay. Now, how does it split up the Tainos? So that's going to depend on how we're Magdir the Rambam Shita. Rambam says two strange things. Rambam says, A, that it has to be a davar shiev. It's a davar shiev sharlach barbo, and that's why you're potter. That seems to be okay. But then the Ram adds in, "Ein zeh modem miktsas shashtar lo soil bo kfira." So okay, so no shame kfira. Barei kol nechasa mishibadin bo. Afilu kapar bo hayachayev l'shalim. Why does Rambam add in nechasa mishibadin? Right, if you want to tell me that it's a din in just not being able to be kofar. So just tell me, shtracha b'yadi my boy. Once it's shtracha b'yadi my boy, you're not neman. So there's no shame hodah, there's no shame kfira. So then why are you adding in that the nechasim are mishubadim al kach? Now, interestingly, if you look at other Rishonim, if you look at the Rashba and the Ramban, so they all quote the Shita Sarambam, and they say, yes, shibudim are inconsequential for the Rambam. If you have a ksav yad, okay, is what they explain. she'yesh bo ne'emanos. So you have a shtar that says, I owe you $100, and you're believed to say that I owe you no matter what. You're being mamin the malva. So basically, you're giving him the power to be tovea you, and you're taking away your right to deny it. That's davar she'ef shalach korbo. So they all say, according to the Rambam, that would be classic case of modim miktas. That would be a case of ptur. You would not be chayav shvua. Ksavya ben emanus. So for example, it's the Rashba. Yeah. Let's say you have a ksavya ben emanus. So the no shibudim means that you're mamming the malvet to say that you owe him money. So you're writing in the shtar that he's neman to be towing against you no matter what you say. So it's a davar shi'ef shalach korbo. But they're no nechasim mishivadim. So if you want to say like the Orzeruah, or like Rashi, that the ikar point of the Gemara is that they're nechasim mishivadim for whatever reason, so then what's important is the nechasim mishivadim. Right? So by ksav yad shi'esh bo ne'emanos, so you're not going to say that there's a ptur over here. Because the only ptur is if there are nechasim mishubadim. Here there's no nechasim mishubadim, you're not going to be pater. But for the Rambam, that's all din and davar she'ef shalach korbo. So once you have a ksav yad, she'esh bo ne'emanos, it's she'ef shalach korbo. So the Rashba, I think, says mefurish that for the Rambam, if you have a ksav yad, she'esh bo ne'emanos, for the Rambam, you should still be pater. Well, the Rashba says the Rambam is midin heloch. A din in mod, a special din in modim mikzas. Right. So, but you could still say that for the way the Rashba understands haloch is that it's all about a kol for bakol and a modim bakol. That's the yisod of haloch. So sometimes that's accomplished by just saying haloch. Sometimes that's accomplished when you have something else splitting it up. So over here, where it's davar she'ef shalach korbo, so there's no shame hoda on what's bishtar. So like mil, so that what you have is an automatic hoda bakol from the shtar, and then a kol for bakol on the rest of the taina. So it accomplishes the same thing as Haloch. Right, it seems to be that it's a din in Haloch of Shibudim. So they all think that for the Rambam, Shibudim is inconsequential. What's significant is Davar She'ef Shalach Korbo. So why does the Rambam add in this line of Harei Nechasim Mishubadim Al-Kach? So you could have said, just very simply, that for the Rambam, Nechasim Mishubadim Al-Kach is a shir in Davar She'ef Shalach Korbo. When he ain't no domet, if it's just rain in the star and I say you're neman, so it's a whole headache, right? You deny it, he has a star, so you have to go through forced gvia. Right? So at the end of the day, you won't be believed to be kofar bishtar, and there'll be a gvia. But you still have the ability to be kofar. Maybe there's some significance to the kvira. Once you already have nechasim mishubadim, and he could be govah mikol makom, and what you say is totally inconsequential because he has rights of gvia mimakom acher. So then that's considered Yef Shalach Korbo.
Why does it matter? Why would your kfirah have consequence if there's...
It's a headache. Now you have to be tovea him in Bezdin. You have to go and be goveh somehow. But if he already has...
So you might not...
Right. When you have Nechasim Mishubadim, so then you're already closer to Gviyah because you have automatic rights of collection. Okay? Maybe it's just like a stronger Davar Yef Shalach Korbo.
Do you mean like along the lines of Ramban, or not at all like that?
You mean the Ramban in Machamos?
No, but that's the reason why.
No. This would just be that it's more of a davar she'ef shalach korbo if you have rights of gvia in the shibudim.
Then again,
so then then according to Ram, ksav yad ben emanos wouldn't work. Right? Would not work. Right. So they think for the Ram that it would. Right, but why does Rambam add in Nechasim Mishubadim? So it could be that fundamentally the Rambam agrees to what they're saying. Fundamentally, the Rambam agrees that it's all about Davar She'ef Shalach Korbo. Elamai, right? There's another level to the Yef Shalach Korbo.
Right,
it's moving it over away from them.
Right.
What?
Two aspects to
Lecha Mishnah. I thought Lecha Mishnah Lav Dafka is the Rambam. Lecha Mishnah is bothered by this question. Why is Ram throwing Shibudim? Then he quotes the Magid Mishnah. Nir Midibi Harava Magid. Shabbinu Sover Dlo have a time of Mishum Shiba Karkos, so Mishum Diev Shalachbar. The Hu Adin, Lichtavi Achesh Bonemonos.
That's the Magen Mishnah.
The Magen Mishnah says, like the Rashba and the Ramban, that for the Ramban, really, Shibudim are Lavdafka, we don't really care about them. What's significant is Yevshar Lachbar. And he says, the Kasha, Lama Hiskar Rabbeinu Bahari Kol Nechasim Mishubadim, Ula Yishlam Vedochak, the Bala says, Tam, Lama Lo Sovel Hakfir Bishtar, Mishum de Yeshbo Achrayas Nechasim Tichsav Yado. Hainu Taima, the Matsudon Parati, Mishum de Incham Achrayas Nechasim Bishtar, Tigil Achrayas Nechasim Matsudon Parati. He's saying like the Ramban in the Machamos.
That was on chat, yeah. That's trying to explain the Magamishna.
And then later he says this chat.
More or less, I think. Has stronger.
Good. So then, the Lachamishna also has this idea. Right? That the fact that you have the rights to Gviya from the Chosim Shivadim are not significant per se, but those are Shirin, Dover Shiev Shalach Barbo. But, in Shiri, we wanted to suggest a different approach in the Rambam. And this has to do with the Rambam's whole Shita of Shtaros and Ksav Yad.
General question on Smahala.
Yeah.
You're trying to say that the limit the Rambam to Viyash Rachbo to the idea of splitting as opposed to neutralizing? Why is that? Why is that more of a splitting related than neutralizing related?
Well, inherently, Davar Shiyev Shalachbo doesn't seem to be neutralizing.
If I can't be kofer, then my hodah is not a hodah mechayev. There's no line with over.
What does that do with haloch?
Oh, if it's the haloch neutralizing approach, is that there's no line with over to my hodah. Right?
What do you mean there's no line with over to your hodah?
Meaning,
Your hodah is not chal?
No, it is chal. That's why it's neutralizing, not splitting. But it means that usually when you're taking a line with Avraham Avinu, means when I'm Avraham Avinu, it looks like I'm being a shuvitik and mishtamech. But if I'm ready to pay up right off the bat, then I'm not being mishtamech.
But here you're not ready to pay up right off the bat.
But you can't be kofer, so if you can't be kofer, and then you're moda, because you can't be kofer, there's no real line with Avraham, because you don't have a choice. There's no indication that you're up to something, because you're just going along with what you're forced to do anyhow.
But how pichin you're being kofer?
No, you're being moda.
You're being kofer on half. You're being moda
on the half, you have to.
Then the fact that you're moda on what you have to pay, there's no shtamute kam
shtam. Yeah, there's no justification of being. Was that question not you didn't think of? Is that like.
No, the way we were explaining the Ram and Shiva, we were explaining the Ram always as splitting.
Really?
Yeah.
Do we have to say that for any reason?
That the Ram is always splitting?
Yeah, like this
makes sense. It depends. It depends how you read the Rambam in Toei and Aleph Gimel. For the Ram in Toei and Aleph Gimel, it doesn't really seem that it's splitting either.
It is splitting. You didn't think of
So I'll tell you my father's pshat, why he read it as splitting. Okay, he I don't think he ever suggested this with the kamishdame approach in the
Rama.
Yeah, but Aleph Gimel, we didn't really have a mahalach in Aleph Gimel. Our mahalach in Aleph Gimel was only a tolda of our mahalach in Ram and Dal Dalit. So let me explain the mahalach. So we were explaining like this. The Ram has a strange. The Ram has different. I mean, the big machlokes we've shown him when it comes to Ksav Yad. Okay, so the Gemara in the end of Basra says that there are no nechasim mishubadim on a Ksav Yad. Okay, so if I write an IOU, so you can't be going from nechasim mishubadim. So the machlokes we've shown him is there a din of shtar chabiyadi my boy? Am I neman lomar parati? So the Rif says that Ksav Yad has a din of milve alpeh. And kishem that there are no shibudim, kach, there's no shtar chabiyadi my boy. So I'm neman to say prati. I take a shvas. That's and I'm neman. Balamor attacks the riff and he says, no, it's a din miyucha that there are no nechasim mishibadim, but you still don't have the right to say parati. So there are two dinim in shtar in general. There's din shibudim, there's din shtar chabiyadi my boy. So the riff says, and ksav yad, you have neither of them. The Baal Amor says, you have the din of Shtarach B'yadim Ha'vah, you don't have the din of Shivud. Okay? Machlokes in the Baal Amor and the Rif. So Ramban says, so in Baal Amor, what's really the Svar to say? Sorry. So Ramban defends the Svar of the Rif, and he says, the moment that there are no Nechasim Mishubadim, so there's no Svar to say Shtarach B'yadim Ha'vah anymore. Why? Because the only reason that the Loveh would be makbid to take the shtar back from the Malveh is if he has to protect his nechasim mishubadim. So if there are no shibudim, so the lobe would leave it for just a malve, and a mela, there's no umdin of shtrach of yadi ma'ibari. The thing is, if you look at the Rif, and especially if you look at the Rambam, it doesn't sound like they're saying, oh, because there are no nechasim mishibadim, mimela, there's no umdin of shtrach of yadi ma'ibari. Okay, so A, we're medayik in the Rif says that it's kamil v'apel chol davar. Right? It seems like it's a hagdara in the nature of a ksav yad. It's not pshat that fundamentally there should have been an umdinav. It's not pshat that the shtar is nitan. There's no nechasim mishibadim. It's mashmat, there's no shame shtar. And since there's no shame shtar, so mela, you have no shibudim and you have no shtrach b'yadi ma'ibai. Now, if you look at the Rambam in Malveh v'Loveh, so we're just merdaik that the Rambam first talks about the fact that there's no shtarcha b'yadi ma'ibai, and only later does the Rambam say that, and there are also no shibudim. Right? So if the Rambam was saying like the Ramban, that's technicality that since there are no shibudim in mela, there's no shtarcha b'yadi ma'ibai, so the Rambam should have had it the opposite way. The Rambam should have told us first that there are no nechasim mishibadim, and therefore there's no shtarcha b'yadi ma'ibai. But from the fact that the Rambam puts shibudim after he puts shtarcha b'yadi, it sounds that they're two separate, or at least that the reason for shtarcha b'yadi ma'ibai is not technicality that there's no shibudim.
The Rambam himself says that was the reason.
The Rambam says that's the reason. From the Rambam, it's mashma not that way, because the Rambam has them as two separate things, and the Rambam also says it's kamil v'apel l'chol davar. So then the shaila becomes, well.
This is the Ram
in Malveh v'Loveh.
Malveh
v'Loveh, Yid Aleph, Dalet. Yid Aleph, Gimel, and Dalet, I think. Yid Aleph, Aleph is separate, I'll get that in a second. Yid Aleph, Gimel. Hotzi alav ksav yado shu chayv lo, ve'en sham edim, afi shuchta ksav yado bezen, ha'i zeh kimil v'alpeh l'chol davar. Ram says ksav yado is kimil v'alpeh l'chol davar. Nafkimina e, v'im ta'an shepara nishba heses v'niftar. So you have the right to be toim parati, and oh, ve'ino gove b'chsav zeh, lomen yarshim, lomen alakuchos. There are no shibudim. So how do we know this halacha? Why wouldn't there be shtarcha b'yadi ma'ibai? All we know from the Mishnah is that there's no shibudim. So how do I know to say that there's no shtarcha b'yadi ma'ibai? Just from the fact that there are no shibudim. So the way we answer this is, if you look, you have to understand the Ram's whole yisod of shtaros. The Ram in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph, of Malveh v'Loveh, seems to have a very strange formulation of the din of shtarcha b'yadi ma'ibai. Ram says, if you have a milveh b'shtar, you have a chiyuv to pay back be'edim, and therefore, because you have a chiyuv to pay back be'edim, you're not neman to say parati. Now misvar, it should have been reversed. Misvar, you should have said that when you have a milveh bishtar, so he has basically edus against you, so you're not neman against the shtar. You're not neman against the shtar to say parati. Melo, you have a chiyuv to pay back be'edim. The chiyuv to pay back be'edim is just to be masalik the reis of shtarcha b'yadi ma'ibai. So why does the Rambam say that if you have a milveh bishtar, you're chayv to pay back be'edim, therefore you're not neman to say parati? Right? He's reverted the cart and the horse. So Reb Chaim in the stencil asks this question, and Reb Chaim says, the Ram has a different yesod of shtarcha b'yadi ma'ibai. What's the yesod? He says that it's a certain level of his chayvus. When the lobe agrees to pay back to the malveh bishtar, so not only is he being mechayv himself to pay back, he's also being mechayev himself that he's paying back under certain conditions. It's not just a chiv to pay back. It's a hischaivus that now he's meshuba to the malveh. And part of that hischaivus is that yad ha-malveh al al-yona. It's not, oh, that I wrote the shtar memela, he has a raya against me, al-karchachat to pay back be'edim. I'm being meshabed myself me'ikara that I could only pay back be'edim. Because the milveh bishtar creates a hischaivus for the hischaivus against the lova in favor of the malva. That's the whole hagdar being mischaiv yourself in the milveh bishtar. So because there's a greater level of hischaivus, so part of that hischaivus is that you have to forfeit your rights to say parati.
talking about Boyd is not like an inherent thing, it's the result of the fact that you pay back the data.
So, depends if that thing. It's inherent in the sense that you're being mechayiv yourself in meikar, that you're not nema to say parati.
That's only because you're mechayiv to pay edim, or it's not.
No, that's huh? You're chayiv to pay edim because that's part of your eschayivus. The eschayivus is that I have to pay back the edim. That creates the eschayivus for the malveh, and al korchach, I'm not nema to say parati.
Right,
it's not an umdana. It's not an umdana that he still has the shtar. That's what Reb Chaim wants to explain this round. And says he just have it, like, explains the sheet of the Itter that even a Shtar Be'edim Mesira has Shtar Chabiyadim Ibaid. A Shtar Be'edim Mesira doesn't have Edim or Choseim on the bottom, so the Shtar itself doesn't create the Yumdana, clearly. So if the Shtar Be'edim Mesira creates it, so Reb Chaim says it must be that it's part of the Hischaivus of the initial Halva. Right, the Shtar itself is not a Raya, but when I'm Hischaiv myself with a Milva B'Shtar, it's a different kind of a Halva, such that I have to Hischaiv myself further to forfeit my rights of Parat. Yeah, I'm being meshabed myself towards, you know, giving the malva higher zechuyos. Now, when you look at it that way, it's just interesting to point out that formalistically, that's very doma to the notion of shibudim. I'm meshabed myself that I can't be toim parati. I'm meshabed myself that my nechosim now are meshubad to the malva. These are just two different levels of his chayvus to the malva. Mash enkein bichzat, mash enkein balpet. There's no hischaivos shibudim, and there's no hischaivos to forfeit your rights of parati. So then my father, this is my father's interest, he has very good kasha. The way the Rav always says over from Reb Chaim, right, the Ram in Toen Dalet Ches, is that Shtrocha B'yadi my boy works as a form of Eidos. That's why Shtar Be'ed Echad, and your Shtar Be'ed Echad and Naschad Be'abba case, Ram says, Mitoch Shen Yochli Shav Mishalim. If it's Midin Umdana, if Shtrach Be'ed Echad is an Umdana, how does it ever turn into an Eidos Shel Eid Echad L'chayb Shvua Mitoch Shen Yochli Shav Mishalim? Either Shtar Be'ed Echad has an Umdana that you paid back, or it doesn't have an Umdana. But how does it ever become an Eidos? That's Mitoch Shen Yochli Shav Mishalim. So B'chaim said, Al-Korchach, you see from this Rambam, that Shtrach Be'ed Echad is a form of Eidos. Reb Chaim just said that it's a din in his chayvus. I struck my body is just a nafkamina, being myself, being mishabed myself. Isn't it a stira?
What's
a stira? A stira is, according to the first Reb Chaim in Stencil, Shtrach biyadi my body is a form of his chayvus.
But his chayvus gives you the koch b'al shtar.
Yeah, but how does the shtar turn into eidos?
Shakov
Lashtar
is based on the silos of the Lovah, isn't it?
Okay. That's
step ahead of me.
You said
the same
point. Step ahead of me.
Last time
we said it. So we want to explain like this. If you look at the Rishonim all have this kasha. How do Shtaros ever work? If you have Loim Piksavan, Gemara says you can't have Eidos Shebishtar. So the Rishonim explain, at least the Baal Amor explains, that what makes a Shtar effective is that it has Dasa Mischayiv. Dasa Mischayiv means that it's written with the hischayvus of the Lova. So a shtar of just two objective parties writing about a transaction doesn't have a din eidos. But if you have the consent of the Lova, Dasa Mischayiv, so then it could have a shame shtar. That's what gives it its power as a shtar. So my father was saying that, my father feels based off this Balamorin, that the nature of a shtar is hischayvus. What gives the shtar its koach to be Eidos, what gets around Mipim Lom Piksavam, is Gufa, that a shtar is always based off Dasa Mischayiv. When you have a Lobe who's Meshabed himself to the Malve, so that Dasa Mischayiv gives the shtar its status, such that it can now be used against him. Meaning? Balmar says that you need Dasa Mischayiv. Right? I was saying, oh, that's the whole nature of a shtar, is that it's based off Dasa Mischayiv. And the nature of a shtar is that it's Eidos. Well, how does a shtar become Eidos? Well, it becomes Eidos, it's because part of your Shibud Meikara is that this shtar can now be used against you to be Motzi Mamon. That's what gives it shtar its force to be Motzi Mamon. So now when you put these two Reb Chaims together, it works out nicely. Reb Chaim's saying the Geder of Shtrach Biyadi Mai Bayi is a Hischayvus Meikara. We know that from the Balamor, that the whole yisod of shtaros in general is that it's tasa mischayev. Oh, so what triggers the edus shabishtar of shtarach biyadi my boy is good for the fact that it's written with the hischayvos of the lova. That hischayvos is what allows the shtar to be used against him as edus.
This is from the
Shtar of
Naskah Rabbi Abba?
What?
This is from the
Shtar
of Naskah Rabbi Abba.
This is the Rambam, yeah. The Rambam is Naskah Rabbi Abba. Shtar Beidacha. That's just the raya that a Shtar has to be working B'Torah Seidos. So now, let's come back to the Rambam for Ksav Yad. The Mishnah just says that a Ksav Yad has no Shibudin. So how does that translate into a not having Shtar Chab Yad in my body? So the way we're explaining, putting this evidence together, is that the nature of a shtar is that it's written b'dasa mischayev. So a shtar she'in bo shivudim is chaser in the hischayevus that it needs to create a shtar. There are no shivudim. It doesn't give the malve extra rights. That's why it's not able to go over minachasim mishubadim. And since the shtar doesn't have that level of dasa mischayev to create shivudim, so memeilu it's not either going to work with Torah's edus. Because there's no hischaivas of the lova in creating the shtar. Put a little differently, the two dinim of a shtar, shibudim and shtar chabiyadim ha'bayi, are both functions of the high level of dasa mischaiv that's needed to create the edus of a shtar. The moment you're chaser in dasa mischaiv, so the moment you have a ksav yad that we know it doesn't have a level of dasa mischaiv to create shibudim, so hu adin nami that doesn't have the level of dasa mischaiv to create shtar chabiyadim ha'bayi. So the shaila is, that's the shaila in the hashlama. The Gemara in Daf Yud Beis has a shaila about a shtar she'in bo shibudim. Does a shtar she'in bo shibudim, could he be gova even from the chasim b'nei chorin with a shtar she'in bo shibudim? Machlokas in the Gemara. So the hashlama says, you know what the machlokas is? Manda Amar, who says you can't be gova even from the chasim b'nei chorin, he holds that the moment there are no shibudim b'shtar, the shtar is possible. Because if there are no shibudim in the shtar, then it's not osem ma'aseh shtar. It's possible because there's no dasam eschayiv, and the melech mipim loim piksavam. Meaning the hagdara of a shtar is that if there is this added level of dasam eschayiv, and the moment there are no shibudim, there's no shem shtar anymore. Melech, you can't even be gova from the chasim b'shibudim. Rabbeinu Yaakov Kasav, Shakol Shtar, Shose Maise Shtar. Notice how he says, Ose Maise Shtar. What's the definition of Ose Maise Shtar? What's intrinsic to the Shtar? Kolomar Sheyesh Yistaron Vizichus Lebal Hashtar Yoser Me'edos Alpeh. The Hagdor of a Baal Hashtar is that it puts the Malve in a better position. There is Das HaMeschai for him. Lo Mipik Savam Hu. So that Shtar has a Din Shtar and it's not Mipik Savam. Vishtar She'ein Bo Achrayis. Now, according to the man, the Amaru holds that a shtar she in bo achrayis works for nechasim b'nei chorin. So you know what he holds? Ose ma'aseh shtar hu she'enu yochel lomar parati v'fichach gova min nechasim b'nei chorin. The man, the Amaru holds that a shtar she in bo achrayis works for nechasim b'nei chorin. You know what he holds? He holds that the shibud of shtar chabiyadi ma'aboyi is sufficient to create a shem shtar. That's sufficient for dasam eschayiv. And the man, the Amar, who argues, he holds no. Only a shtar that has the high level of ischaivas of shibudim has a shame shtar. V'shmuel, the Amar, the Rav Meir, eino govim minachasim b'nechorim, hu svirle de eino osem ma'aseh shtar, kivin lo gavi mimishubadi, havim piksavam. So the Hashlama is basically saying that the machlokas in the Gemara about whether a shtar she'im bo shibudim is gova even from the chasim b'nechorim is a machlokas on what level of dasa mischaiv is created to create the shame shtar. Do you need dasa mischayev to create shibudim? Or is it sufficient that you have dasa mischayev to create shtar chabiyadi ma'aboyi? The way my father wants to explain the Rambam is that these two dinim of the shtar are inherently linked. The moment you don't have a shtar of ischayevus le'inyan shibudim, the mele you don't have a shtar of ischayevus even le'inyan shtar chabiyadi ma'aboyi. Because both of those are shurim in the hagdara of dasa mischayev that creates the same shtar. So that being the case, so the Rambam here talking about halach says if a shtar she'ef shalach barbo, so the shtar chabiyadi my boy, It's yeshar lachbar bo. You know why? Because our nechasim mishubadim. But only because our nechasim mishubadim is it considered davar shi yeshar lachbar, because only then does it have a shem shtar that's midas on the sky. Please.
Come to Yisrael Khanin now for over 25 years for a small organization that distributes money to over 400 families, poverty stricken families, Eretz Yisrael twice a year for Puri and for Yom Nolan. The reason I'm involved in that stocker is twofold. One, it's probity, it's fairness. These families are looked into for their needs, and as the needs vary, so does the stipend we give them. And secondly, every single cent that you give goes to these families. Every expense borne in getting the money to them comes from others' monies, not from here. If you give $1, that dollar goes to Eretz Yisrael. It's a lot of money we have to send them, over 400 families. 85 to 90% of the money that we send comes from Yitzchak Khanin and its alumni. One of the former students here, now a successful attorney, he sends an email to who knows how many, with a letter from myself and from Herschel Schachter, the close friend of mine, and from there, larger amounts of money come in. You figure out yourself, over 400 families, you want to give something appreciable to each family, it comes out to a lot of money. It's a big zakus to help these people. The money is distributed in Purim afternoon there at 6 row, which is after sunrise in the States, in Yotzim Atanatolion, with all the Hidurim. You get the money to Rabbi Shachter, and the reason I'm here now is because he and Mayor Twersky called me up. They're not going to be here in the beginning of the door, they'll be in Eretz Yisrael. So I came now. Rabbi Shachter will call me up with the money that he has or committed to him, and while he's gone, his son Yeshaya Shachter will take care of it. Rabbi Shachter calls me up, the final amount that he has or has been committed to him between 1 and 2 in the morning after Kriyas Megillah. Then I call Eretz Yisrael and release whatever funds there we still have. So it's a big mitzvah to help these people. It's a zechus to help these people. It's an honest tzedakah. Checks can be made out to congregation toward a field charity fund. That's my steward's charity fund for tax purposes. As long as you get the money to Rabbi Shachter, Yeshaya Shachter, before Purim, will lay out the funds. I ask you to whatever you can do now, please do now. Whatever you can do subsequently through family and friends. You know, when someone comes to your door and asks for an institution, come to me. You think of yourself, how much goes in the institution and how much goes elsewhere? We all feel that. Yeah, every single cent goes to these people. So it's a kind of sucker that people want to give to. I ask you, I urge you to do whatever you can. I ask you to.
On Wednesdays. Yeah, every year. One year you came, I think. Different days.
Forget the name of it. What's his name? Hyman?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know you're trying to get in touch with him.
Yeah.
You said you didn't.
I did.
That Wolf.
Not side effect or anything.
No,
no. Because he was interested in telling me about Wilson's writing and what I read this or that. I was interested in the personality. I really didn't know much about it. I wasn't interested in that. He asked me whether I want to read something he wrote about it. That's what Aaron Lister said about it.
What do you say?
Don't waste your time being sorry or Wilson. Oh, yeah. You know who he is?
Yeah, sure, Harvard.
Yeah. He said that it was Zion. Not that a minion. I'm fascinated because the man stayed in the area of Judaic studies. He was interested in that and the Kalam and other things.
Right.
He wants to hold them up long, and he could have that and the home that social cathedral. Almost has to admit in some of the things.
Sad
out. Harvard had its entrance exam on the position here. And so he said it's a matter of inner convenience, a matter of outer convenience and inner obligations. They should take it, I guess.
Yeah. Please.
So it seems that the Rambam would not agree with Al-Shamah. It's parallel. They would agree, but the Rambam has the Maskana on the opinion that says you can't do Shah for the other year. There's no Shiva yet, it's still a good Shah.
No, the Rambam is not saying it's a good shtar. Rambam is saying that a ksav yad has a din of milvah pel chol davar.
So
there's no shtar chabiyadi, my bai, and there's no shibudim.
Right, except the Hashama said that there's a machogas, but according to no opinion, is there no shtar chabiyadi, and it's still a good shtar.
But the Rambam is not saying it's a good shtar.
Rambam says it works.
It works as what? I'm saying the Rambam is saying that it's a milvah pel. So there's a hava.
Oh.
But the shtar is not affected b'chlal.
Oh, so the Rambam is going according to the Hashlamah's opinion.
Right, the Rambam is not going according to the Hashlamah. We're just trying to show that we're trying to. There's a question on the Rambam. The Mishnah only says by that a shtar that a ksav yad has no nechasim mishubadim. So our shaila is, how does Rambam know that there's no shtar chabiyadim my boy?
Right,
the way my father wanted to explain is that since the whole agdara of a shtar is that you have this dasim mischayiv, so the moment that that's missing at v'haraya there are no nechasim mishubadim. And so there's also no shtrach of yad in my body.
Okay, but still, you could have said that.
Yeah, you could have been machalic between the shir. Right, the hashlama seems to be saying, at least according to one day, anything where the right there's that shtrach of yad in my body could exist without a shibud le'inyan nechasim mishibadim. Right. Good? Yosef.
So what does Rambam say about a case of a shtar without a shibud?
Right, so we don't know what the Rambam would say about a case of a shtar without a shibud. For example, if you look at the Meiri here, so the Meiri quotes a range of deyas, at least le'inyan helach. Right, so the Meiri, say what you want about Shitas HaRambam, so the Meiri seems to be reading our whole sugya that it's just the din davar shi'ef shar lachrabo, not davar shi'ef shar lachrabo as a form of helach. Because the Meiri just says, the way he explains the case is that it's a shtar b'shnei edim she'en bo shibudim. And he said that would be a case of davar shi'ef shar lachrabo. That's how he wants to read the Gemara. And the Miri also has deos in the opposite direction. Let's say you have a hischaivas bekinyan. I mean, you mischaive yourself with a kinyan, and later you could write a shtar. So the shibudim are already there, mishas, the kinyan, that you're mishabit yourself. Right? So the shail is that enough for halach? Or is that enough for davar shi'ef shar lachrabo? You have, basically you have shibudim, but you don't have a shtar. Or is that also considered davar shi'ef shar lachrabo? My father pointed out that the Ravid and the Tmim Deim has a different perspective. He says that the moment you have nechasim mishubadim, even through a kinyan, without a shtar, you have a kinyan chalipin that you're machayiv yourself in, so the Ravid holds that you already have a chiyav lefra be'edim. Or you have the equivalent of a shtar chabiyadim ba'edim, even without a chepta shel shtar. Because once you have that higher level of shibud, memela, you have to pay back with neidim. You're machshavid yourself for nechasim mishubadim, even before you have ksivas hashtar. So you're machayiv yourself the kinyan. So the Ravid says, oh, shtar chabiyadim my body has to go along with that, because right? They're both levels of this higher function. They're both shiurim in this higher level of a shibud. So now my father wanted to say that's what the Rambam throws in shibudim here. Because Ram can't talk about a milva bishtar without talking about shibudim. It's essential to his definition of dasa mischayiv. So Mele, even though the Rambam's talking about davar shi'ef shar lachbar bo, Ram says, yeah, there's shtocha b'yad my ba'i, shaharei you could be go from the nechasim mishubadim. So this is just an instance of the Rambam's general shita in Hilchos Malva Velove, that nechasim mishubadim and shtocha b'yad my ba'i go hand in hand in dasa mischayiv. So bring it all home, we want to say for the Rambam, then maybe... Because by definition, one of them is a hagdara in milval peh. The chamishim al peh is a din milval peh. The chamishim bichsav is a din milva bishtar. That's eno nitam nechvira. So therefore, it's already considered halach because al pi din, there's such a vast difference between a milval peh and a milva shebishtar that you couldn't have tziruf between them. So memela, it's considered halach. It's a kofar bakol and a moda bakol. And what breaks them apart, by definition, is the fact that it's a davar she'efshar lachorvo, that one's a machalosh shtar, v'shtarcha b'yadi ma'ibayi and shibudim. And that was one way my father wanted to explain the Rambam. Now, you could have explained the Rambam just cutting it all back one step, taking one step, bringing everything in one step closer. Now, you don't have to go as extreme to say that, oh, p'din, they're ready mechulak l'shnayim, because one's b'shtar and one's al-peh, and they're two different worlds. You could have said very simply that because, like, sort of, well, not what you all were saying before, but because you're mode to a shtar, and the shtar exists no matter what, so your hodah is not of any force. And since your hodah is not of any force, then it's just considered a kofar bakal. Aye, why does Ram throw in shibudim? Because Ram just has to establish that this is really considered a milveh b'shtar, that's not nitan l'kfira. This is just two different ways of explaining the Rambam, within saying that the p'tur is mishum heilach, and explaining why the Rambam feels the need to throw in a chasim shibadim, because the Rambam's general shita about ksav yad and what makes a star with dasam
eschayim. So why do you need the yishalachbar with the first chavya again? Can you just say that?
Because yishalachbar is the way, is the Rambam's way of saying shtar chavyadi my boy. It's a shtar, it's not nitan like kfira. It's milv v'shtar. Right, that's why the Ram doesn't even. That's why the Ram throws in shibudim, because shibudim is also a simin to the so to the shtar. Lav dafka just the shtracha biyadi my boy.
So instead of just saying that it is a shtar, he needs two outcomes of it being a shtar.
Right.
See that like a roundabout way of being
shtar. That's why that's the more mechudish interpretation of the Rambam. The easier way of saying the Rambam is just to say that. Like we said, there's no shem hodah to the milveh b'shtar. But the Rambam still has to substantiate that it's a milveh b'shtar. That's not nitan, that's a milveh b'shtar. And he does so by pointing out, A, that's not nitan l'kfira, and B, that there's shibudim.
In terms of the read of the Rambam, you know, how we're reading the Rambam, the kind of fact he's heading in this thing of shibudim, both here and also in the milveh. So what's, how does this enhance the way we read the Rambam? I mean, the Rambam still seems to be bringing in milva alpaz, additional factor external to the idea of shtrachah my boy, right? So why is he bringing that in as a second?
You're talking about malva v'lova.
What?
Malva v'lova.
Malva v'lova, it's clear that it's separate, which is right here. It's not, in Torah, it's not clear that it's separate. It just seems additional. It's not clear why he's bringing it at all. So in terms of in Torah, we already explained, like we suggest, like the Ramban, he was saying that more of a technical thing. You don't have the kind of shtrachah b'mavoi unless there's shibudim. So in terms of reads, is a better read in Talmud than that, or is it more lumbish?
It's a better read because according to, I mean, it's a better read in the sense that you have to. There's no reason to impose the Ramban's distinction for for ksav yad onto the Rambam's interpretation. Right, we pointed out from Hilchos Malva v'lova, it doesn't seem like the Rambam accepts that. Right? It seems like a fundamental din that it has a din of a milveh alpeh. So once you say that, so then nafal yisod, nafal abinyan.
Okay, because that's not the Rambam. In terms of the nafkamin of sorry, okay, that's fine. It's a good reason, but fine. So that's fine. But in terms
another thing in terms of the read is that the Rambam says shashtar lo sol bo kfiraso shtarcha biyadi b'bayi v'harei kol nechasa mishubadim bo. So it doesn't seem like the Rambam is giving you the explanation why there's shtarcha biyadi b'bayi. The Rambam is saying lo sol bo kfiraso v'harei kol nechasa mishubadim.
So it's more of a parallel point.
Parallel points in the same star.
Right. The problem with that is that the way we're explaining it now, though, it's not exactly a parallel point. It really is still a support point. Aren't we saying that the only way that you can say there's the das and the schayev, which is basically that comes with shibudim, is what makes it sharp at one point.
Right.
So shouldn't it be a supporting point? It shouldn't be independent.
It is, but if you're saying lo sol bo kfiraso, the hari kol nechasa mishubadim bo. I mean, they're parallel properties of a shem shtar.
They're parallel. I mean, they're parallel. It's also kind of supporting, but like.
Yeah, but it's not purely haba hatalia.
Right. So,
for the Ramban, it's purely haba hatalia.
It's more of a question than Hilchos Malva v'lova, because there I thought that the lashon. I thought we said the lashon was mashma that shtarei boy is totally dependent. And then.
Yeah, because I'm throwing shibudim after.
Right. So why does that make sense? It shouldn't throw it that way, because it really is. Some degree dependent on shibudim. Not like shibudim is a nafkamina on the fact of shtrachah b'mavoi. If anything, it's not opposite, right?
Right, but it's still not Shtar kabiyadi bayi is not noveya directly from the shibudim.
Right, but definitely not the reverse.
It's noveya from the same shtar. The shtar is nikva al yidei shibudim.
Right, so isn't that weird? What do you think? Is an envelope still not so glad? You hear what I'm saying? I mean, why if they're not coming, they are coming from a common factor, I understand.
Absolutely. I'm saying within this read of the Rambam, there are more complementary factors than they are.
It works better now, but it's still not so.
I think we're still mechuser something.
Well, because even if they're parallel, we're still saying that the fact is that only the chivush comes shibudim is what makes it shabbat, not the reverse. I'm not saying because you have a shabbat, therefore mela.
I hear your question. I'm saying, but I think it's still definitely a much better read than reading it the
Rambam's way. It's a direct result,
Good. So those are three different ways of reading the Gemara of Halach Bishtar. Okay, so either you want to come on to Halach Bishtar from the point of Rashi, Harei Kol Nechasim Mishubadim Al Kach, or you want to come on to the Or Zeruah who reads it into Rashi, that it's all really a Shibud Karkos. Or if you want to read like the Rambam, that it's a Din in Davar Shiev Shal Achorbo from the fact that you have a Shem Shtar, and that splits it into two Tainos, and the Mela it's going to be a Ptur Halach. Okay, if you don't want to read the Rambam as being Midin Halach, then you will say that the Rambam Al Kolpanim has a separate p'tur, not Mitzvah Halach, based off that a part of the Hagdar of a Modeh Mikzas is that there's a Shem Hoda in Mikzas. Holds man that it's Bishtar, there's no Shem Hoda. Okay, you don't have to come on to the fact that that splits it in Mela, it's Halach. Okay, you could say it's a separate p'tur Midin Hoda in Mikzas that you need a Shem Hoda. Now, this is all going to depend on how you read the Rambam in Toin Aleph Gimel. Okay? The kasha on the Rambam in Toin Dal Dal, that if, why all suddenly, Rambam doesn't mention that it's Misham Halach. Rambam says you need Davar Shafshar Lachbar Bo. The only svara to say that it's Mitam Halach is that that's how it comes up in the Shakavatari of the Gemara. Now, even within the Shakavatari of the Gemara, we pointed out, it's not clear if the Rambam is paskening Mitam Ptur Halach, or the Rambam is paskening later on in the Gemara, when the Gemara says, even the man Amra Halach Hayiv will be masking at this is Pater because there's no Shem Hoda. Okay? Now my father mentioned that Tosfos Beinu Peretz seems to say that the Gemara Lamaskana, when it says Messiah Leishtara, is saying Mitam Halach. I'm saying that if you read Tosfos Beinu Peretz inside, he never says that it's Mitam Halach. Right? Yeah. If you read Tosfos Beinu Peretz inside, he doesn't say it's Mitam Halach, Messiah Leishtara. So even within Beinu Peretz, it could be that the Gemara is saying that it's a separate Ptura, that there's no shame Hoda. But I'll call upon him. So the Rambam in Dalet Aleph just says that there's no Shem Hoda. But yet the Rambam in Toin Aleph Gimel seems to quote the din of Halach. Right, so it doesn't seem like Dalet is Mitam Aleph Gimel. So the Rambam in Toin Aleph Gimel says, Toin Metaltan Al Chaver V'Kafar V'Kol V'Yamar Lohay Dvar Me'olam O Shehode B'Mikzas V'Nosno Miyad V'Amar Ein Lecha B'Yadi El Azeh V'Halach O She'Amar Emesh Ha'Elecha Esli V'Chulei Right? So the Shaila is how to read this Rambam. Do you read this Rambam if the Rambam is really just talking about Pturei Modeh B'Mikzas, Dehainu, is Rambam just saying that these are cases of Kofar Bakol where you have a Chiyuv Shvuas Hasis? Or is the Rambam saying that this is a case of Modeh B'Mikzas that's going to be B'Ptur? So my father was medayik that the Rambam groups this case of Modeh B'Mikzas of Halach in between two different cases of Kofar Bakol. His first case is a Kofar Bakol of Lohay Dvar Me'olam. His third case is a case of where he says MS that there was a Hava Ba'at Mechat Li'at Nesat Li'at Matana. His middle case is a case of Modeh B'Mikzas B'Halach. So my father's saying, if you say that for the Rambam, Halach is just a way of creating a Kofar Bakol, it's just a way of splitting up the Tainas, then it makes sense why the Rambam placed this halacha in between two different cases of Kofar Bakol. Actually, I think this is what Yoel was asking before. Why don't we say for the Rambam that's just a svar in Ishtamute Kamishtame? My father was saying the Rambam dafka paskins halach in between two different cases of Kofar Bakol. Okay, so I would just counter that in Aleph Gimel, the Rambam Rambam calls this case Hodev Mikzas, Oshe Hodev Mikzas Venosna Miyad. So it seems like the Rambam is characterizing the case Gufa as a case of Modeh B'Mikzas with a Ptur Halach. Not that this is fundamentally Halach fundamentally makes it into a case of Kofar Bakol. What do you do with the Rambam? So the Rambam is transitioning from cases of Lo Hadam, to lahadam on half, which is the case of Halach, right? You say that half of it lohayd var meolam, but half of it am chayiv. And the third case is the case where you're acknowledging the halva, you're saying atam achalteli atam nasatli matana. And then the fourth case is a case where you're fully acknowledging a chiyuv of ta'an ochitim behodl of a sorin, you're just pater because the mode of mixas bepatur. Okay, so the shah is, what do you want to be medayik? Do you want to be medayik the fact that it's in between two different cases of kofar bakol? Or do you want to be medayik the fact that the Rambam's sequentially moving from cases of lahadam to cases of hoda? So you have a lahadam bekula, lahadam behalf, you have a hoda on the halva, but a kfira on the chiyuv, and then you have a case of a full hoda that's just bepatur. So it's a shayla, how you want to read this Rambam. There's also another chiddush in the Rambam, that the Rambam describes the case of Halach as a case of Vinasno Miyad. And all the other Rishonim seem to learn the case of the Gemara, that is, so you say Halach, take it. The Rambam describes the case of Oshe Hoda V'miktzat Vinasno Miyad. The Rambam seems to say that you need an actual Nesin in order to accomplish Halach. So it's not clear what exactly that accomplishes. It's not clear why the Rambam is mechayiv you to have an asina. I think my father was saying that maybe it's lav dafka, or maybe it's just the case of halva, but it's not clear. But it does seem that this is a chiddush of the Rambam in learning this again.
But again, just to clarify, that whole issue that we're saying before, I'll give most of the issue if you say that the Rambam definitely holds halach as a patur of splitting and not a patur of the mixas papater.
My father's whole diuk is that it's not a case of more mixas papater. The background puts it between two cases of kofar bakol shows that the Rambam thinks Halach is about splitting it into a kofar bakol. It's an artificially created kofar bakol. My point is that that's not necessarily the sequence in the Rambam. So there is a fourth mahalach. So basically, three mahalachim: Rashi, Lora Zeruah, the Rambam, and everything that comes along with the Rambam. The din of davar shi'ef shalachrba, whether that itself is mitam Halach or it's mitam other tam. And then you have the way the Baal HaMor seems to have read the Gemara. The Baal HaMor in Eidach and Misayeya brought a raya from our Gemara about Misaya Lishtar. So Eidach and Misayeya is Poter Min HaShavua, but a raya, the Shtar over here seems to be Poter Min HaShavua. Right? So it's not clear exactly how he's learning the Sugya. I'll call upon him, the Ravid there is Masig, and he says, can't bring a raya from Shtar to Eidach, because Shtar is Eidus Mal Yasa. So an Eidus Mal Yasa, Beis Eidin B'Shtar, of course that's going to pat you from a Shvua. When you have an Eidecha, that's a whole separate question. But clearly the Baal HaMor learned that the Siyua of the Shtar is not Betoras Eidus. The Siyua of the Shtar is Betoras some sort of Umdana or Raglayim Ledavar. And the Gemara is saying that a Raglayim Ledavar here is sufficient to pat you from a Shvua. So you have four different ways of understanding how a Shtar is going to be significant in accomplishing Halach and pattering you from the Shvua Mudah Mikzas.
How does the Baal HaMor talk about Halach? He says Halach?
No. Pasha's Baal HaMor doesn't think that the Patur is Midin normal Halach.
Right, so but we're just saying that the way he interpreted the sound of the Gemara of Halach would be in the same way. Is that what we're suggesting?
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, the Gemara says that even the Man Damar Halachai will be Maskim. Right? Come Asayelish Tar. So my father was learning the Sugya that he's Maskim because they're kind of a super Halach.
Right, but
I know. So it's, maybe Messiah Lishtar is kind of like also accomplishes some sort of halach.
As the fourth mahalach, we're saying it as reflecting on Messiah Lishtar as not as the din Messiah Lishtar, but
as a din in halach.
Right. So in other words, we're saying the actual din of halach without Messiah Lishtar has the same kind of star, it's just not a super version of it, you know?
Right. So the point is, like maybe like the Rambam was saying, it's davar shi'ef shalachar bo. So the Baal HaMor has that toned down 20%. Right? You have a raglayim ledavar being misayeya your hoda.
Isn't the word from the Baal HaMor the opposite? That if you compare it to Eidach HaMisayeya, you're probably not going to think that it's halach or something.
But the Baal HaMor is being midam. Which Baal HaMor?
Yeah, so he's probably going to reach HaMisayeya as being halach. Isn't that the point?
You could say that.
I think
we're making the point that Messiah Lishtar accomplishes something more than what Halach would do. So even if you have machlokas in normal cases of Halach, over here you're not going to have machlokas.
I don't know, but the doctor of the Baal HaMor who uses that as a proof to Eidach HaMisayeya is not going to think that that's because it's still a continuation of Halach.
Why so? The point is that you don't know. I'm saying it's not clear. I'm saying it might be that you have some sort of raglaim ledavar tiratayna. We don't remember. We don't know what the Baal Amor, what the Ptur Halach is. Now, we know for the Baal Amor that Halach accomplishes Kaman de Peru Adami. Alright, so what does it take to make it Kaman de Peru Adami? So you need a Nesina, let's say, according to the Rambam, or it's enough that it's Ka'omei Lekach. So maybe Raglaim Ledavar would be sufficient Ka'omei Lekach. It's in the Baal Amor. Alright, that's what it could be the Gemara. Because you have a Siyua. Yeah, that's why it's a strange dimion, but I'm saying, but like, how you want to understand the siul inyan hilach and how you want to understand the siul inyan eidachon. Again, we were learning in the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor understands that it's changing the equation of the case. That's why we want to explain eidachon misayeh. How does it din p'tur shavua? Right, so when you have a raglaim ledavar in the case of Eloch, it's not so far-fetched to say that that's changing the case, that it's already commanded in Emon or commanded for Ruah and Mikzas. If you want to say like the Rosh, that's the Din Midaraisa, you're being patting from a Shavua, fine. Right? If you want to say that, oh, so now the Nemonis has shifted on the side of the Lova, that's not so different necessarily from what Eloch has to accomplish. Right? I think part of our raya, I wasn't here for this year, but part of our raya in learning the Baal Amor was that he makes this dimion to shtar.
The Rebbe at some point did say something that sounds like davar. I think we were explaining why it's not davar, but he said that if you want to, you could say that the reason why you should not be in the davar of the two is because the sailor shtar is more like eternal, like it's like more of a halach type thing where it's worked within the case. There's nutrients that's like a splitting up time, as opposed to the sailor shtar, which is an external raya proving your side. Your father, and that's why your father is Shavua. Therefore, the fact that you're, the reason why you wouldn't want to compare them is would show that the satellite star is a little bit more like the Halo. That if you want to compare the two, that a problem of comparing the satellite star and Eidachon is that the satellite star seems to be more internal within the case. It's removing the whole fee of Shavua in the first place, as opposed to Eidachon, which seems to be an external tour. I mean, this is something like that. You're saying that within Baal Amor, Eidachon assumes that Eidachon would stay as eternal. So you're saying.
Right, no, I'm saying so the way we were learning Baal Amor earlier in the semester.
Yeah, that's how it was. That's what it ended up being.
Right.
Uh-huh.
At the Baal Amor, you're shifting the whole equilibrium of the case. So now you have a shtar, now you have an eidachon misayeya, so now you're shifting the, who's the motzi here?
Right.
Like some close right. Of...
I think Rabbi was saying like, because people who reject the Baal Amor, they could do it for two reasons. One reason they could reject the Baal Amor is because they learn eidachon misayeya as an external thing, and then this is an eternal thing. So I guess the Baal Amor itself is consistent
right.
Because they're both
right.
Eternal.
Right.
That's what they were saying. That's what
right. In the Gemara itself, you don't have to learn that Messiah Leishtar is Midian Haloch. You could have said it's a different Ptur. Right? And that seems to be, again, if you read the, my father's saying, oh, even Tosavina Peretz, who is learning all this into Messiah Leishtara, is learning this as a kind of a Haloch. And that's why even if my father was saying that it makes the Rambam Shita as being Haloch makes more sense if he's paskening Messiah Leishtara. If you look at the Rashba says the Rambam Shita makes a lot more sense if he's paskening Shtar de Kamodi Be Helochu, the Shamina Heloch Pater.
Rabbi says more sensible for Rambam if Silas Shtar is not Heloch?
Yeah. What? No, it's more sensible for the Rambam if we paskin Messiah Le Shtara is Heloch. That's what he wants to say in Dover Shafshal Achbar Bo.
I think just going to understand that the normal Heloch independent of Silas Shtar. You have to say part of Silas Shtar according to Rabbi's has the Rambam?
Yeah, my father was saying that the Rambam maybe got this from. That's how it's a kind of a haloch, a super haloch.
Oh.
Ironically, when the Rashba wanted to learn the Rambam Shita of Haloch, he thought it could only be learned into Shtar de Kamodi Behalochu, and the Rambam rejects the Maskana of Shiny Hacha de Kamasayale Shtara because that's only Ludman Damar Halochayev. Okay? So it's a question of which one you.
I mean, essentially the same. Essentially, in terms of understanding the Rambam, it's the same. How you understand the Messiah Leishtar.
Right, exactly. Right. So I'm saying my father wanted to learn the Gemara. The Messiah Leishtar, the Maskana, is Midin Halach.
Why is that better than to say that than just say Rambam is holding like the Rashi? I mean, Lundishly, wouldn't it?
Not sure. And my father was reading Tosavino Peretz's explanation, who gives this kind of Rambam esque Hezber of Messiah Leishtar as being Mitam Halach. Right. Even though he himself doesn't say. Okay. Good. So let me just do 5 minutes on Halach B'Mashkon. Okay. So Halach B'Mashkon is a very important question, because part of our whole Shach of Itaria in the Petur Halach is what's a function of the particular case. Is it a chiddush? Is Rashi a chiddush? Milvul hotzanin na milvul ablotzin na hotzanin na. Is Rashi a chiddush in what it takes to say Halach? Right. That's part of the Shach of Itaria in every sugi deck of Shtar. How much is the Or Zeruah and Rashi a chiddush in how they understand Halach, or how much is it a chiddush in how they understand how immediate the shibudim are in every case of halva? So Machlokas Rishonim here when it comes to Mashkon. So the Iter thinks that if you're no saying a Mashkon on the halva, so that's considered Halach. And the way he says it is the Hashtar ke Halachu v'kol shekein Mashkon. Since we say Messiah Shtara has a din of Halach, so Kol Shekein Mashkon is going to have a din of Halach. And the Rimigash says no. The Gemara in Brachos says in case where you give a Mashkon without Mos, if I just give a Mashkon, so Mana Inkon Mashkon Inkon. There's no Hakna, and there's no Kinyan on the Mashkon. So according to Rimigash, Kishem that we find in the Gemara in Kiddushin, that Mashkon Inkon, Mana Inkon, if I just give a Mashkon without a Chol, there's no Kinyan, Hu Adinami, there's no Din Halach. So the Shaz, what are the Iter and the Rimigash arguing about? Are they arguing about Kinyane Mashkon? Or are they arguing about what it takes to say Halach? So the Rimigash brought a Raya from the Gemara in Kiddushin. Now if you look at the Iter himself, so the Iter says, I don't like the Rimigash's Raya from the Gemara in Kiddushin, because I hold that's a special din that the Mashkon doesn't work to create a Kinyan Ishos. Over there you need Kesef, and a Mashkon can work to replace the Kesef. But if it's just a case of Piron Achov, so then the Mashkon would work as a Kinyan Piron, and the Melech's going to be Halach. My father was explaining that even if you didn't want to go so far as the Iter and say that a Mashkon works as a full Kinyan outside of Ishos, where you need a Kinyan Kesef, so maybe you would say that a Mashkon works to create a Shem Halach. Because all you need for Halach is somehow to split up the Chov into a Moda Bakol and a Kofar Bakol. Now, I'm just going to point out that there are a lot of, we pointed this out last Chazar Shir, there are a lot of different Shitas on the Petur Halach. And Shir, we seem to have been zeroing in our analysis, most we've shown him, that in splitting up the Tainos. Okay? But it also seems like my father was saying that, like, a lot of the, if it's not a Hoda, like, even if you say there's no Taino, there's no Hoda, that's also just another Hechatimsi for saying that it's a Kofar Bakol and a Moda Bakol. Because even if you want to say the Petur Halach is because no Hodah, so okay, it's Kofar Bakol. And even if you want to say there's no Taina, so then it's also, you know, there's no Hodah to a Taina.
There's no Hodah Machayev, there's no Taina Machayev. I'm saying there's no Taina, no Hodah.
You know.
You call it Taina, you
Except for those, except for the Gilyon. And the Rechaim, which we didn't discuss yet. But the way my father was reading this also is that it's all, this Shaila of Mashkon is that it's a function of splitting up the Chov. So because you already have a piron on half. So you have a piron on half, so there's no hodah on half.
We're saying that the mashkon is a piron, but it's clearly not the mashkon.
No, so that's the shaila in mashkon. So we might say that even if a mashkon in general is not considered a piron, maybe le'inyan, halach, it already is sufficient to be called a piron. So first of all, so if you look at the Ran here, the Ran goes into a bit of a diyun in mashkon, and the Ran says, let's see, if it's a mashkon, there's more of a svara. On the one hand, there's a svar to say that a mashkon is kone dafke b'shas halva. On the other hand, there's a svar to say that a mashkon is kone dafke shelo b'shas halva. What's the svar? B'shas halva, at least you could say the mashkon is nikne in exchange for the nesinas hamos. So you're kone the mashkon b'nesinas mos hamilve. Shelo b'shas halva, there's a tzad to say that there's a kinyan on the mashkon, because that's considered the gevias achov. That's considered the piron. So the gevias hamashkon works as a kinyan on the piron achov. Okay? So it goes in both directions, which one is more mistaver that the Kinyan should be, that the Kinyan on the Mashkon should be Chal. In relation to that, you have Machogas Rishonim as to actual what level of Kinyan does the Malve have on the Mashkon of the Lova. The Baal Mar and Rashi think that you have Chiyuv Onsin. You have a Din Shoel, Kalan HaShalo. Meaning you basically have a full Kinyan on the Mashkon, and it's yours, the Chol Davar, except that you have a Chiyuv to be Machzir. If it's, something happens bonus, you're chayiv to reimburse the violin. The other Rishonim think that, no, you just have a din of a shomer sachar, and you're only chayiv in gneva veda, but you're pater in onsen. So clearly, a machlokes rishonim as to what level of kinyan the malva has in the actual mashkon. Another question that you have in mashkon is how much do you view the mashkon as a separate kinyan, and how much do you view the mashkon as being a kinyan in lieu of the chov? Right? So, for example, you could say that the mashkon is a piron legamri. Just you have a zchus; it's a piron legamri. Just that the lova has a zchus to be poder. Right? Or the malve in a certain the mashkon in a certain sense is standing in the place of the actual halva. So here we pointed to Rashi in Rashi in Kiddushin Daf Ches. The Gemara says that if you're mekadish v'mashkon da'achirim, you're mekudeshes. If I just give her a mashkon, there's no kiddushin. If I give her a mashkon d'achir, meaning Avigdor owes me money, I have a mashkon, and I give that mashkon to somebody else, I have makadish isha with that mashkon that I have of Avigdor's, then the kiddushin is chal. So Tosus learns the case. That's a Gemara kiddushin. Tosus learns the case that you bring makadish her with the actual mashkon. Rashi learns not that way. Rashi says, which one? Rashi says that you're mekadisher with the actual chov. V'mashkon d'achirim shohi b'yado v'kitsho v'chov sheyesh lo olav hilkach mikudeshes shamashkon atzmo kanui lo. So the Achronim will ask on Rashi, how could a havaras hamashkon work as a havaras hachov? I give her the mashkon. So now the kiddushin is chal on the chov itself. So how did that happen? So clearly Rashi learns that the mashkon itself is representative of the actual chov. There's a parallel of machlokas that we discussed. What about mechila? So let's say I have the mashkon of the lova and my rishus, and I want to be mochal the lov. I want to be mochal the chov. So can I only be mochal the chov once I give back the mashkon? Or can the mechila be chal even as the mashkon is still in my rishos? So if you look at the Ra'ah in the Shinu Kabetzes in Bava Kama, Daf Mem Tesman Beis, so he says that the mechila doesn't work. You actually have to be machzir the mashkon. But the Mordechai in Sanhedrin says that the mechila is chal, and the mashkon mimela is chozer lebailu. Kolhecha de'isa b'shusei demari isa. What's that talion? So it seems like the Mordechai is saying that since the mashkon is just standing in for the chov, so if I'm mochel the chov, mimela the mashkon is chazar legamri as a tolda of the mechila on the chov. But according to the Ra'ah, no, it's a separate kinyan on the mashkon itself. And calls mind that you have the mashkon, so your mechila doesn't do anything to it. But for the Mordechai, once you're mochel on the chov, mimela the mashkon is chozer lebailu of kol hecha de'isa. You don't even have to give it back. It's automatic. You also have machlokas in the Gonim, where the Gonim seem to say that when you take a shvua on a mashkon, so that's considered a nishba v'notel. The Ramban and the other Rishonim. So I think it's talking about a shvua on the gviya sachov. You're being gove the chov. You're holding on to the mashkon, and you want to be gove the chol. Okay. Like let's say shtavlid lo praticha. Okay. So when you look at the case,
the
malve.
The malve is where
the lova has a zchus to be towing to the malve. Shtavlid lo praticha. Swear to me that I didn't pay you back yet. So when let's say you're holding on to the mashkon and you're taking a shvua, so al pi din, does that shvua have a din of a nishba v'notel, or does it have a din of a nishba v'niftar? Why? So klape the chov, you're a nishba v'notel. You're trying to be gove the chov. Klape the mashkon, it's a nishba v'niftar. So if you say that the mashkon itself stands b'mokom achov, then whatever shvu you're taking on the chov itself has a din of a nishba v'niftar. But if you say that the mashkon is just a security, but it's not only b'makom achov, then whatever shvu you're taking is on the chov. Who cares if the mashkon is near rishos? So mele, the shvu is going to be a nishba v'notel. So this shaila about whether or not mashkon is going to work. I mean, din heiloch is either a shaila in terms of what kinyonim the malva has in the mashkon, what kind of bailos he has in the mashkon, and how much the mashkon stands with makom achov, or it's a machlokas dafka l'inyan heiloch. El inyan heiloch, you don't need a full piron. So therefore, even if a mashkon is only considered some sort of a security or some sort of guarantee of piron, then the mashkon itself could work as midin heiloch. Okay. So you have big machlokas when it comes to mashkon in general. And then we have the shaila about the machlokas rimigash and the iter, how much is the function of heiloch, how much is the function of kinyane mashkon. Okay. So we'll stop here, and then our next year we're going to be on Enish Bay and Akfiya Shiva Karkos and Me Karka Ki Karka.
Subject
one
is next year?
We're not sure yet.
Seems like the
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Or the Halo Shiram Rahar.
Yeah.
Or the Makar.
What?
You wanted the Makazar. Yeah. Clear.
Yeah, I didn't understand your father's shot album until now. Like, I'm trying to figure
it's
out.
Crazy like, mahalach, right?
It's very smart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
how crazy is that at Shlomo?
Well, it's not crazy anymore.
Shlomo. Shlomo.
Everyone at Shlomo thinks it's similar. Like, the what? Second time that Shlomo came, like, after the first semester, also the time that Shlomo said something which wasn't like only made sense after
episode of Mahal. Yeah, the Rimigash with the Tisa Shlish. The Chukei Chol Yosem. Vade Rama is only when it's Biyat Shalos.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But the Shlomo doesn't say, the Shlomo has to have a context, right? He doesn't just say that. There's got to be a context.
That was the Gemara.
What?
Oh, I mean, how do you know that? It's like, oh, it's the Meister Star, it's all his good.
No, it definitely is the recording.
Like the way Rabbi said it, he just like says straight out. Like, I guess I believe it.
When it's done, you hit stop?
Yeah.